everybody, and welcome to episode 141 of Revisiting Sunnydale. I am Camila.
I'm Marcella, and I hate how my hair looks with these headphones. The things we go through as women.
I know, it sucks, man. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, it's just wrong. Like,
It's just wrong. And, you know, glasses make it worse. It hurts. Mm-hmm. The compression on my head with what we go through for you guys. But we got like a gun show going on. We both were like sleeveless.
I know, like, just like, yeah.
I got my Bush shirt. It's
oh,
from,
nice. From that time we touched concert. Gavin Rossdale.
Yes, those awkward photos live forever in my mind, rent free.
That's probably the only, like, that's the best, that's the only professional photo I have with a celebrity. And it's the, no, really? It's not. Momoa is the other one. So, like, all the other ones I have are, like, selfies and stuff. But both of them are very good, and they hang framed prominently in my office. So,
yes.
Okay, yeah, so let's get into this, because I do have some, I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things. Season 7, Episode 15, Get It Done. Original air date, February 18th, 2003. Written by Douglas Petrie, directed by Douglas Petrie. The Scoobies use a spell to transport Buffy into a shadow world where she meets the men who created the first Slayer. However, in order for her to return home, the gang must find and slay a ferocious demon. Is Giles in this episode?
He's not. I just forgot to take him off. I just wanted to be around all the time.
Yeah, so, but, like, while we're at it, where was he? I mean, maybe out picking up more recruit, more potentials?
Maybe.
We got Tom Lank as Andrew, Rihanna, Camden Toy as an Uber vamp, multiplied a billion times. Sarah Hagen as Amanda Lalani as Chloe. DB Woodside as Robin Wood. Felicia Day as Vi. And Sharon Ferguson as, I'm not calling her that, the first Slayer.
Like, why is she listed? That is her credit. Her credit is just
primitive.
Listed. Primitive. And
I am
also
offended.
I noticed that DB Woodside is credited as DB Woodside without the periods in between his initials
DB,
for this show.
DB Woodside.
DB Woodside. DB Woodside. So, like, what is that about? What did your agent or manager or you, like, was there another DB Woodside that you had to distinguish the DB with? I don't understand.
Does DB not stand for anything? Is it just DB? DB?
Damn bald Woodside? I don't understand.
So Buffy is taking a troll through a walk through the house, and there's just wall-to-wall potentials. They're all everywhere, sleeping everywhere. She comes across Chloe, who's crying in the hallway, and she's like, Chloe, what's wrong? It's Chloe, right? Like, oh, man, come on. Like, how long have they been here?
And that's my first problem with the show, is you expect me to care about this girl that I don't even know.
Right.
I don't care about her.
And apparently Buffy doesn't know her either. So, but while she's, you know, pseudo-comforting Chloe, Buffy gets attacked by the first Slayer. She tackles her down the stairs, but she wakes up and it's just a dream. Or is it a vision?
And girl, we have to find a better way to talk. I'm tired of you jumping out at me in my dreams.
I mean, can we just, like, can you pull me aside ever so often? Like, excuse me, I would like to schedule a time to chat with you. I have some important things that we need to discuss. We don't need this attack method.
And
nobody likes a meeting like that.
Number one on the list. You know, Spike, I think you're okay. You should go home, because I got to get these girls out of my room. Or how about you come sleep in my room?
Yeah.
And the girls can sleep in the basement, because
number
one Slayer needs her sleep. And these girls snoring and drooling on my floor, I've had it.
It's like I'm going to step on one of their faces in the middle of the night, and it may or may not be on purpose. I don't know. And speaking of old Spike, he and Anya are just out and about, and they're both, like, bitching about choosing to become human again.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I don't get it. Like, you made the choice. Suck it up.
It's like,
suck
deal
it up,
with it,
Buttercup.
Man. It's like, I don't understand. And also, Anya mentions that, you know, she mentions that she has a good education.
Do you? You went to Sunnydale and then that's, you didn't even graduate.
Where? Right. It's like, I mean, this just seems like, not to say that you have to have schooling to be an educated person, but it seems an odd way to phrase it. I am a well-educated woman. That I would have accepted, but I have a good education.
Which, from where?
From where? Did you take a few classes at UC Sunnydale? No. So,
Spike's given her all kinds of mixed signals. She's, you know, he's complimenting her, saying her outsides don't look so bad. And I think Anya, I think he said her
I think he also said something about your insides aren't so bad either. Which,
it's all very strange. Where were they going? Just to the bar to get drunk?
Yeah, because
you know, drink him under the table.
Yeah, and you know, unless and maybe join him down there later. It's like basically Anya's trying to get laid, and she recalls the first time around and is not too soon to forget it. And Spike is just like being really nonchalant and just casual, and he seems like he's got other things on his mind, and you know, getting down with Anya is not one of them. But she keeps trying, and I do like when he's like, "Stop it! You're like a dog with a bone," and she's like, "So."
It's my bone.
Drop it. Like, it happened. Just let it go.
I mean, Spike, have you seen you? No, you haven't.
No, he hasn't. No, it's been a long time. So, yeah.
It's been a long time.
He has no idea. No. Especially you like when he's dressed in normal clothes. Like he's, this is like really working for a lot of people here. Spike Alamule.
And out of nowhere comes a through line for this season that we didn't need. I don't understand why it's here. Anya gets attacked, but Dahofrin is sending assassins to kill her because he is butthurt about her becoming human. Really? The Dahofrin I met wouldn't give a fuck.
Right.
She'd be like, all right, peace. I'll be here when you decide to change your mind again.
Exactly. Because he did the thing where he punished her. He was like, go for the pain instead of the heart and killed her girl. And so why would he still be like sending folks to come get her? Like, or he would just come do it himself.
Right.
Like if he wanted it that badly, like, come on now. And then it's just like, the offering says you're dead or whatever. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But instead of fighting, Spike picks her up and runs away.
Which amazing.
It's fantastic. It's so unexpected.
Right. He's just like, oh, well, let's go.
And then we get the daily dose of office life. Buffy the Office.
I wish that this had existed at the time of The Office, or they existed at the same time, so somebody could have done some sort of, like, parody or something in this moment. Just have Buffy look at the camera just once.
Just once. Wood kept some shit that didn't belong to him.
Dude.
So we out of nowhere. Many apocalypse.
Many apocalypse. And also many years and slayers in between the death of your mother and Buffy. Yes.
I guess I felt a certain kind of way and I just didn't want... No. That's not how this works.
Also, how did it... Like, he was raised by her watcher. How was he able to keep that? Like the watcher wouldn't have been like, hey, you know, I know. It's sensitive. It's a sensitive subject, but I am going to need to have that back.
Was he like, I don't know where it is. Mom must have taken it with her. I don't know. I can't spell bag. I'm like 5. I don't know.
Right. So he pulls out the bag and gives it to Buffy. And she's like, oh, I can't. I couldn't. And he's like, no, seriously, it was supposed to be yours. That's on me. Yeah.
You know, I wasn't there for the other apocalypses, but, you know, here you go. And I kind of don't want the responsibility anymore. Take it.
Right.
It's been like rumbling.
Yeah, it's doing stuff, and I don't know why. Yeah, which, you know, where has he been? What have we been, like, because he's been grown for a while.
Mm-hmm. What's he been doing this whole time?
Yeah, was he just
I training? Guess going to college and getting his, becoming an educator.
It was a long game. Like, really?
This really? Is a long game.
You couldn't have found a better way to infiltrate Sunnydale. You could have just showed up and been like, hey, my mom was a Slayer. Can I right? join your gang?
Right?
Or just like kept in touch with the Watchers Council. I don't know. There's a lot of question marks. So Wood invites himself to Buffy's house.
He sure does. And
he's like, let me see where you work. And she's like, meh.
Here? I work here.
Right, exactly.
This is which my she desk. Does. These are my pencils.
And so, like, yeah, just you're being a dick now, Wood. Like, you could have just said, just let me, can I go to your house? So when they get there, my heartbeat, Andrew, just comes out of the kitchen, pissed off. He's got his apron and his mitten, or his oven mitts on, and he's so upset about funnel cakes. He mentioned something about a funnel cake.
Kicking my ass. And,
Buffy introduces Andrew to Wood as their guestage. And Andrew, she's like, you know, he doesn't really do anything. He's like, oh, no, I've made a big board. And he pulls out a whiteboard. And he's got sort of plans or like a diagram, maybe of some very elementary drawings of what's happening right now.
You should use a screenshot of that board as the thumbnail for this.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's got demons pointing to there's so much on it. But my burn of the week comes in here because he's like, I got my big board and I made it myself. And Robin's like, oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
It's like, you just got here. Why would you lie? Like,
you're brand new, sir. you take your casual like rudeness and keep on stepping.
Right. And my favorite part of the scene is where Andrew asks about where do we put our receipts?
Well, it's rude that they don't even acknowledge his board. They just look at each other and walk away. No one ever acknowledges Andrew. Ever.
He's putting in the work, guys. Mm-hmm. He's really trying. Not only is he making you delicious funnel cakes.
Right. And Buffy is literally standing there with her hand on her face. How often do you stand with just your hand? Right. Like, she's just exasperated. Like,
oh my God. I know. Yes.
You can hashtag... see she's like, I don't know why we haven't killed him.
Right. Hashtag protect Andrew indeed. Yes. This is... I mean, we all know how this ends, but still, I would like to put it in place retroactively. Just these were our feelings back then in 2003. And so she takes Wood into the backyard where fucking Kennedy.
I have so many questions. Number one, who put Kennedy in charge?
Right. Is it just because she's sleeping with Willow? Right. Is that why?
Number two, who went and got all that hay? Was that Xander? Did Xander have to go
probably
to Home
Xander.
Depot and pick up all that hay? Did they have it delivered? Number three.
Or Xander got that.
I never noticed. They got a big girl slayer back there. I never noticed her before, but what's up, big girl slayer? I see you. They put you in the back, but I see you.
Yeah. And there's also another slayer that looks a little bit older than everybody else.
Really old.
Like, we'll see her later on a little bit closer up. But, yeah. So, you know, as they're watching the Slayers and, you know, Buffy's talking about, it's not enough. You know, I don't know. They're kind of messy, whatever, kind of sloppy. Willow comes out in the backyard and she's carrying all of these weapons and arsenal. And she notices Wood and she's like, oh, hey, so you've seen our dance team kind of thing.
And it's amazing. It takes me back to, like, the days when they had to make covers for Joyce. When they would get caught for things. And she's a little out of practice. She didn't know what to say. She just kind of went off the cuff.
Then,
what's with
you
this
know...
routine, though? This isn't going to help. Like, this punch-block combo. This is bad. This is real bad.
So, yeah, Kennedy is just, like, going above and beyond assholery. And is just, like, you know, mimicking whatever she's seen in army movies and calling everybody maggots and, you know, stop and drop and give me 20 and blah, what are you looking at? And, ugh, I just want to kick her in the shins. Just like, shut the fuck up. So, and then we go, and then what basically, you know, Wood has been just like, you know, has been just like on the tip of his tongue from the moment that he even talked to Buffy this morning. He's like, show me the vampire. And finally, it's just like a little too anxious, like, and so she takes him downstairs to show him the vampire. Like, it's a fucking sideshow attraction. He's down there talking to Anya, and this is where my burn of the week comes in. Anya is complaining about Spike not fighting the demon. And she's like, you know, you didn't protect me, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, but here you are, walking, talking, annoying.
And then immediately she throws it right back to him. So I had a second burn because she's like, you fought like such a wimpire. What with the lifting and the running? Why not just kill him? Is that the first time we've ever heard wimpire?
I think so. And I would just like to, you know, thank Anya for that, mm-hmm. because that's mm-hmm. right. When, you know, later on when Buffy talks about what do? Yes, she does provide much needed sarcasm.
She does. She really does. And I just like to point out, she must have gotten a deal on sweater combos at Costco, because I think she wears three different ones in this episode.
She does.
I do, like you, I love Buffy's outfit this mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. And they spend a lot of time just like basking in Buffy, even like, on the porch, we're just drinking her in. There's lots right. of just long shots of Buffy in this outfit.
It's like, because that outfit was dope. Like, mm-hmm. it's so
it really
good.
Is. To the jewelry, everything. It's all amazing.
Yes. And so this is one of the better scenes once Spike and Wood start talking. And Wood is
Although,
like being...
Wood's walking around like he's inspecting, like he's on a welfare inspection. He's like walking around right. looking at all the space, like, do you right. mind? Can I help
like, what
you?
Are you? What are you expecting to find? Like, you think he's going to have like a kill list?
No, and just have your. What if he was looking for his mom's coat?
Oh, maybe.
He might have been looking for his mom's coat.
That's what's happening. Yes. Okay. You get a pass.
Could be
there
a
you go.
Little less subtle next time. It took me 20 years to figure it out.
Right.
Shit.
There's clearly tension between the two. Like, you know, Wood gives off a lot of tension toward, because obviously he's got a problem with Spike. And Spike's mm-hmm. just like, you know, at first he's just like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, I used to be a bad man, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts to pick up on Wood's tension, is like, who the fuck? Like, he's, so he starts to give him some attitude back, and there's a lovely little back and forth with them.
I love the moment where Spike does say something, and Buffy's like, he's kidding. And Robin's like, no, he's not. And Spike's like, no, I'm not.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, boys, whip him out. We're going to measure. Let's go. And they do. They just get closer and closer and closer. And Buffy's just like, okay. Enough.
But Dawn has gone through the bag that Wood gave Buffy, and she found some cool things, a book, a journal of sorts in Sumerian. Cool. Yep. Mm-hmm. And a box that can't be opened. She's like, but I bet that's the important thing. I cannot open it, but I bet that's where the power is or whatever.
And they do have a cute little sister moment walking back and forth. They're like bantering in the hallway, happy. Yeah. And they walk in the room and whoops, there's a dead girl.
There's Chloe hanging from the ceiling.
And everyone's upset. Except Buffy looks pissed.
Inconvenienced.
Mm-hmm. She's just like, are you fucking kidding me? These girls? I am so sick of these girls. I have to feed them, clothe them. Now I gotta bury them too.
So
I'm done.
The first pops up as Chloe and is like, yeah, we talked all night. So basically the first is the one who talked Chloe into hanging herself. Because, you know, you guys are all worthless. It's a useless thing. You shouldn't even try. You're not gonna win. Blah blah blah.
There are 45 girls in this house and none of you realized that she was talking to herself all night long.
Thank you. I don't understand. Well, first of all, I would like to know how Chloe showed herself to her. Like, who was she? Because she couldn't be Chloe.
She?
Yeah, and secondly, yes, there's no space for privacy in this house. So there's no way Chloe could have just been off having a conversation all night with right. somebody. I can't imagine all of you were that deep sleepers, that deep of a sleeper.
Let alone let her get up on a chair, tie it to, I don't even know what she tied it to on the roof. I can't tell. It just seems to be floating there because there's no rafters yeah. in that room. So what's it
there's
actually
There's no rafters. There's not a ceiling fan.
No. Because if it even was if a ceiling it were. Fan, she would comically be going around in a, you know, circle.
Right.
But,
or even they would have fallen. It would have.
You know? So
Buffy, first piece is yes. out.
She gives zero fucks anymore. She's like, get a knife. We got to cut her down. The first decides to cue off their little peace out with TTFN. And Buffy's just like, what the fuck is that? I don't. I'm so done. And Rona gets her one line of the week. Is this her
right.
one?
Right.
It's ta-ta for now. Chloe love Winnie the Pooh. I don't care. Why are we talking about this? Seriously, that you guys was... wrote that in the script
right.
in the writing room? That was what you came... That was... We don't even know her. Why do I care about
right.
Winnie the Pooh? That's not
it's
an
like
anecdote.
You were trying really hard to make us care.
You know
but,
what you could
what...
put in a couple episodes? Chloe saying TTFN to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
At any
and then,
point.
Right. Show, don't tell. So... But what my big concern here is that, and I doubt we even talked about it, but Buffy buries her just like at the side of the highway or something.
The biggest
where are her
field.
People? Where are
right.
Chloe's people?
Not only that, but like, Willow, you have magic. Do you think you could just lift the dirt? Why am I out
right.
here with a shovel? Why am I struggling when you have magic?
But for real though, like seriously, like somebody told Chloe to go out there. So she had a watcher or somebody. Somebody knows she's there. Somebody's going to want to know that she's no longer with us. You can't just go burying this poor child in a field somewhere. Like,
right.
It's
so, These girls
it's
aren't,
so fucked
they're
up.
Not orphans. They were taken
right.
from their families.
So fucked up. So fucked up.
And there's no headstone. There's no grave. There's no nothing. So when Sunnydale disappears into the earth, she's just gone forever, forgotten.
Yeah. And Buffy comes back. Everybody's boo-hooing in the house. But Buffy decides to give a really strange eulogy. Chloe was an idiot. She's been dead for less than an hour.
Can we not, like, be a bitch right now? I mean, she's not entirely wrong. The things that are coming out of her mouth are not entirely wrong. You know?
It's just about timing.
It's about timing. And the number one offender here is Anya. While she does, while she is like, hey, I provide much needed sarcasm. Yes, yes,
right.
you do. And Xander's like, hey, that's my, that's, you'll find that's my role. No, sir, that is not your role, fuckboy. That is not
Stop
why
it.
You're here. Stop it.
Stop it.
You never were. You weren't, you
yeah.
were barely the comic relief. Anya took the Cordelia role providing the
right.
sarcasm.
Exactly.
Let's just be clear. But at the same time, why are you here?
Seriously.
There's nothing for you. As you clearly pointed out, you don't like Buffy.
Right.
So why are you here?
So and Buffy's right when she's like, because you're scared. Like, that's why you're here, because this is what, you know, this is, you feel protected here, and that's it. So Buffy is, you know, going off and basically about, you know, how this isn't good enough, y'all ain't good enough, this is all trash, we're gonna lose, and blah, 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 and you suck, and you suck. And then fucking Kennedy comes out of pocket, it's like, ma'am, you're in my house. I just, don't.
Excuse me, ma'am. You need to sit back down. Right,
Willow,
now.
Get your girl. Because I'm about to fuck her up.
And Spike's like, I'm going to go. this is clearly not about me. So I'm just going to go. And Buffy's like, oh, hold the fuck on a minute.
I got something for your ass, too.
Yeah. Let me not forget to include. You are the worst of all.
He's
Mr.
Like, what?
Big fluffy puppy with bad teeth.
Right? He's like, what? But I've been doing the damn thing. Like, I've been out here fighting. She's like, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. Like, haven't. Like, you've been holding shit. You've been holding back. And then she continues.
He's like, I'm right here.
And she reads them all to filth. And she's like, I need the spike that tried to kill me when he first got to Sunnydale. And he was like, oh, you about to get him. And we're all like, yeah, come on. Yeah.
Yeah. I got five. Here. I got some money right here. I'm going to take Buffy for the SmackDown. And he's like, you know what? I got to go.
This is like, I'm not doing this with you in front of these children. Yeah, so Spike leaves. And then Buffy tells everybody to fucking go upstairs while the main...
While the grown folk talk.
Right. While the grown folk and Kennedy, for whatever reason, is like...
Why does she get to stay? I don't understand. She's not even technically sleeping with her at this point. Because there's that whole episode where everybody gets it on together.
Yeah, that's right. So she's just... hanging out. But... They're just being close. They're just hanging out and getting close, and just Kennedy is just always fucking there. Uh-huh. And so now it's time to, like, open the box.
Which Robin gets to come because it was his mom's bag, and they thought that he would want to be there. And
which makes sense.
He's like, yeah, you're right, I do. I've been trying to open this fucking thing since I was 10.
And so now I get to find out what's in here. After all of, you know, the years or whatever of Robin trying to open the box, Buffy breaks the lock?
Mm-hmm. She basically just rips it off.
So, but that's all that was holding it was the lock?
I guess.
That could have been. Okay. So they open the box and they pull out some shadow casters and Dawn is like clunkily reading some of the story in Sumerian.
Which, and good on you, baby girl. You have been studying. Like, right? She's like, putting in the work. She is, like, Watcher Jr.
She's not getting enough credit here. Not enough credit for Dawn. The ancient, you know, shadow casters apparently come with audio because as soon as they place them in their spaces, they start hearing a tribal drum in the distance, and then there's like howling or something that's happening, and then things start to really take off when the book starts to translate itself, and then the caster is just spinning round and round, and
Xander's like, when did you learn Sumerian? And Dawn is just like, it's not in Sumerian anymore.
Right. And Xander mentions, you know, so far so creepy. Like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So we're seeing like all these, the images is like a girl being chained to the earth, and there's like three dudes with staffs chanting, and there's a mystical thing that's above her, blah, blah, blah. And then things get fucking crazy pants, and things starts going all spinning and crazy. And then a portal opens and it says something like, says something about an accept the exchange, blah, blah, blah. And Buffy, who just cannot resist jumping into a portal, is like, I gotta go in there. And they're like, wait a minute.
Like, hold on. You don't know where that leads. You don't know how you're gonna get back. And then here is my biggest complaint about this episode. Right before she jumps in the portal, they're like, Buffy, how do we get you back? Why didn't she say get it done and then jump in?
Yeah.
Instead, she says figure it out. So why isn't the episode called Figure It Out?
Right, exactly.
I don't understand.
It's right there. It was right there.
Right there. You set it up and you left me just...
Oh.
So Buffy jumps into the scribble demon portal because it literally looks like someone scribbled a block on a paper and they scanned it into the machine and used that as the portal. So they're all like, okay, well now what do we do? And Xander, who mentioned earlier that he's the one that usually gets like knocked around or something when they do these kinds of things, fulfills his own prophecy as the demon, the exchange demon appears before him and immediately snatches him up and throws him across the room.
He's like, damn it. And Spike shows up out of nowhere and is like, this one's mine. And tries to handle it. But he gets thrown through the ceiling.
Yep. Tries being the operative word there. He tried.
Yeah. And the demon runs off.
Ran like a little bunny. Yes. Demon was just like, I'm free to do it out well. And it took off. It just took off. And so Willow immediately goes to doom and gloom. Oh my God, Buffy's gone. We don't know how we're going to get her back. Calm down.
You've been through worse. I feel like once you've brought someone back from the dead.
Right.
Like everything else is just cake.
Like, and you went into her brain and fiddled around. Right. Like, it's okay.
This is easy peasy. You got right. this.
And even Buffy's like, well, okay. Here we are back in this desert place again.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. But I love that it is, Dawn is just like, all right, let's go. The book's empty. I don't know what we're going to do, but let's, what are we going to do? Come on, let's figure it out.
Right.
But it's Kennedy who's just like, you have magic, do something. Bitch, if you don't go sit in that corner.
Over and over. Talk about a dog with a bone. This one is just like, but you can do magic. But just do a spell. Just do some magic. Just do some spell. Oh my God, somebody stuffed a sock in her mouth. I can't take it.
Right? Just. And then Anya's like, hey, she went. Let her find her own way back. Anya!
I was with her. I was like, you know what? She's right.
She's butthurt about that comment earlier. She's like, fuck that bitch, fine. You can call me out and sit here. I provide the sarcasm. I do things.
Right. She was like, you missed her everyone sucks but me speech. She was like, you right, Anya, because I would be right there with you. I was like, you know what? That bitch made her choice. Let her go. Let her stay there. Let her figure his shit out. Because nobody told her to jump into a portal again. Right.
But then it is Anya who is like, look. This is how, for the millionth time, children,
right?
Let me explain to you how magic, metaphysics, and the demon world works.
I love it. I do love it. She's the one that's based, like, when Willow or Willow starts to come up with some theory, and Anya's like, pfft. And then somebody was like, I'm sorry, Dawn whips around, I'm sorry, are you helping? And Anya's like, breaks it down, like, listen, this is physics 101. Right. What's up? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to break it down for you. Because y'all don't know shit about shit, apparently.
Right. And
it's Anya who basically helps Willow figure out how to even start this process.
And then here comes Wood like, yes, we need to do this. Calm down. Where you ladies, been? We already got there.
Right. The ladies got it. The ladies are talking. You And then Spike comes around the corner and is like, hey, I'm going to go get that demon. And Kennedy is all, Kennedy.
He's hanging onto the wall with one finger.
I'm going to go get that demon. Ah.
Kennedy's like, okay, Mr. Big Bad. Who told her that was his nickname?
Fucking Willow.
Somebody's been talking out of school, and I would like to know who it is right
Fucking
now.
Willow.
Because that is the second secret. Even earlier in the episode, Spike was pissed because Buffy talked out of school and told Robin he had a soul.
Right. It was like, so just everybody? That's like, that's very personal, private information. So we just talking to everybody now, huh?
Right.
We just telling it
and
all.
And actually, Andrew also had a problem with them bringing Robin over in the first place. He was like, could we keep our secret lair a little more secret? So what everybody stop spilling secrets in this house.
Y'all are doing the most.
The actually. Most.
So, yeah. Spike leaves because there's something he has to go get. Mm-hmm. And Buffy is confronted by the latest or the last guardians or some shit. Like three tribesmen.
All I know is this is more brown people than I've seen in one time on this show. Ever.
I was about to say. It's like, ooh, wow, there's like five in this episode. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for mm-hmm. Sunnydale standards.
And I legit tell us down below in the comments if you happen to speak whatever language they are speaking in this scene, and tell me if those are actual words.
Right.
And if the words that are on the screen that they are saying that they are speaking are the actual words, or if they're just speaking gibberish.
Right. We just give them, they just bullshitting us. Mm-hmm. So the dudes knock her out because she's being very Buffy.
But I love that she's like, how come I can understand everything that you're saying right now? And they give her the look that everyone gives Buffy. The dismiss Buffy look. And she's like, sorry, I just thought it was cool. Like, you're right, Buffy, it is.
It is. Like, you're not impressed by that? Like, you're not impressed by So, back at the ranch, Willow is starting the spell. She sits in a circle. She starts to speak Latin, and she's like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know how long this is going to take. Like, this could take days to open a portal this size and blah, blah, blah. And she starts. Nothing happens. And then she's like, Don, maybe you should put on some. And then, wow! Eyes go black. Lights come up.
Yep. There she is.
Yep. And then she, like, knocks, like, with her whatever energy or power, she knocks back Kennedy and Don. To the ground.
Thank God Kennedy's down.
I know it. Just shut up for a few seconds.
The grand folk need to talk. Buffy wakes up in a cave. I'm not happy about this. I Chained know you said earth. I needed to see it. You didn't say I had to experience it. I didn't sign the waiver. I didn't get my shots. I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
So there, one of them mentioned, like, the first Slayer didn't talk this much.
You didn't even give her a name. You named her Primitive.
Maybe if you had let her speak, she'd have told you her name.
Right.
So basically, these dudes want to give Buffy more power. And she's like, I don't like where this is going. This seems a little forced. And I don't like your methods. Like this whole chains and then be a force. And no, thank you. And they're like, but no, you have to. She's like, no, thank you.
No, I don't. Chrissy, I don't like this. I'd like to wake up.
Right. He opens a box and like some big smoky thing some energy starts to come out and swoop around and go through like her nose and stuff. And yeah.
No, thank you.
That's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. But this is what they did to the first girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she went through. And it's pretty brutal. And it is.
Mm-mm. So basically what it is some sort of demon energy. And Buffy's like, so you're trying to make me less human? That's what this is about? No, I don't want it. And they're like, come on, this has to happen. And yeah.
But this is why you came.
Right.
They're kind of confused. They're just like, but that's why you're here.
Right.
Sent you the box. This is what, but it's on
you
the box.
Said, you said, right. You said you needed help. You needed some more power. Yes? This is what.
And in the meantime, Spike has gone back to the basement because he left something behind.
Okay, but listen. When he came back from getting his soul, I'm assuming he was out of sorts. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he had the wherewithal to go back to his crypt and pack up his shit and take it and store it at the high school.
In the basement of the high school? Yeah, that's weird. Also weird, Wood followed him there. I thought you were supposed to be helping out with the spell back home.
Right.
You know, because you had that when the demon popped out. You whipped out your throwing stars and
yeah.
You had that little stance that you've been perfecting for 5 years that was very inefficient.
Yeah. And so he just slipped out at some point and was like, right. while Willow was making the circle, he's like, I'm gonna go see
what the vampire's up to.
I'm going to do that. So, and he's just like lurking in the hallway, waiting for Spike to come out of the basement. Spike gets his coat. Spike, and he's wearing the coat. And he gets his coat and he comes out upstairs. He walks past Wood and he's not questioning why Wood's there. Like, I would think that there would have been a moment like, what?
Yeah. Well, he's probably, if we go off of vampire lore, he's known he was there the entire time because he should be able to smell him.
Right, right.
He should have. And was Wood like, peeping around the corner, watching him put the coat on, and then ran upstairs and stood outside of his office. Like, yeah. What, how did all of this happen? But in true Buffy fashion, Spike goes and he did a little rough and tumble with the demon. But more importantly,
the beauty of the coat, Spike retrieving his coat, is that Wood asks him, Wood's like, nice coat, where'd you get it? And Spike's like, New York. That's... So Wood's just like, check, this is definitely my guy.
It's definitely my mom's coat.
It's my mom's coat, man. It's my mom's coat.
But Buffy, in the cave, has decided, nah, dude, this is not, I'm not doing this.
Right.
This is not how this is going to go down.
She's like, wait a minute. I don't have to take this. And she said she breaks the chains. Mm-hmm. And starts to whip off on those dudes. And she breaks one of them, the staff, and she's like, And I think two of them disappear or something, or the smoke monster disappears. And she's like, yeah, I knew it. It's always the staff. And yep. In the meantime, at home, Willow's still got this, she's working on this portal, and she's very close, and then she draws some powers from Kennedy and Anya, who happen to be standing near to her, and then her eyes go black, and her hair starts to go all black. The portal opens, and Xander snatches her up real quick, and is like, ooh. He's like, gotcha.
It's gonna be okay.
Yep, and Spike is wrestling with the demon. He is loving, I am loving... this.
Yeah. He needed to cut free and cut loose. He hasn't been able to be spiky in a while. And,
right.
You know, he gets just as good as he gives as good as he gets.
Yes. And I love...
pulls out a cigarette.
Well, I love the moment when he's in the fight and then he just, like, lets out this... Ah! This crazy, it's like, girl, this is my shit. This is my jam.
And I think it's at that moment he realizes what Buffy was talking about.
Right.
He has been kind of a wimpire for a while.
And yeah.
I think he got his bollocks back.
Yeah. And I would just like to liken it to somebody who has broken a bone, like an arm or something. And then it's like now it's, you know, they've spent months in a cast. And then, you know, now the cast is off and now they're healed. But they're still a little bit tentative about, you know, putting some weight on it and putting some things on there. And then, like, once you... you know, we figure out, it's like, oh, we're all good. Like, this is okay. Let's do it. Let's
do it. And the last remaining original watcher, we'll call him, decides to show Buffy a little bit of what's to come.
He's like, we tried to give you power. You said no.
You said no.
Well, at least see what's going to come. And that fucks her up.
It fucks her up. Bad. She doesn't even realize she's home. She's just kind of standing there like...
They're like,
Buffy, we got you back.
She's like... she's like in a fugue state at this point.
Mm-hmm. And then... this is also one of my least favorite parts of this episode. I have to readjust because I'm about to get pissed.
Oh, snap.
So Kennedy... we call her fucking Kennedy for a reason... this whole show has been, use your magic, use your magic, use your magic, use your magic. We use the magic, and now she's butthurt because she got zapped.
Yeah.
And it scared her a little.
What'd you think it was going to be?
Go die in a hole. I can't stand her. She is the weakest character on this show. She's wasted.
Yeah.
You wanted a proto slayer, like this badass potential to be the leader of the potentials? This is not it.
No.
No. There's no chemistry there.
No.
Zero chemistry.
And she just comes off as pushy and inappropriate and annoying and
spoiled.
Spoiled. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely spoiled, and she hurts Willow's feelings.
Right? Like, for what? Like, yes, you're right. She's been, and then, like, it doesn't even make sense why she's feeling this kind of way. Like, Willow said, it's just how it happened. It wasn't personal. You were the, you and Anya were like the two with the most power there. I had to borrow some. Like, I don't know how bad. It couldn't have hurt that bad. You're up and walking. You're awake. You're fine.
Right.
And also, you're okay. And, you know, Willow's just like, you know, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to do anything bad. And I
did what you told me and asked me to do.
For months, you've been going on about this.
If you are not willing to deal with the consequences, I'm taking my magic and I'm going home.
And then Kennedy gives the most childish response in that, I just thought it would be cooler. At that point, Willow should be like, yeah, you know what? Nope. I can't do this with you. Like, you you don't know what you're talking about. You're not grown enough for this. And then she's like, oh, I'll see you in the morning. So I guess she doesn't want to snuggle with her tonight. So Willow goes,
I guess you're finding a new place to sleep because that's my bedroom.
Because I was trying to figure out. I was like, she better not be going into Willow's bedroom talking about, I'll see you in the morning.
No bedroom in this house belongs to you. So anywhere. You know what, Xander? Next time you go to Home Depot, I'm going to need you to pick up some tents. Because these bitches are sleeping in the backyard. This is California. Right. There's no snow. Right. It's warm They're at fine. Night. I want them out of the house right now. But instead, Willow goes into Buffy's room. Who Buffy, poor baby, is having a clutch the pearls moment. She is shook. Yeah.
She is shut down. She is just
shook.
Wrapped up within herself in her bed, covers on, and everything's like,
holding her set, like, holding that. She's not shaking, but in her mind, she is rocking back and forth.
Yeah. There is a distinctive look of worry and concern in her eyes. And Willow's like, maybe you want to share with the class what's going on? She's like, they showed me what's coming that we take to. We take to 1 million Uber vamps that are in the Hellmouth.
And it's at this point that I realize I am a terrible person. Because Buffy chooses to stay, and I've already packed it, and I'm down the freeway.
Right. Wow, that's really fucked up about things that's going on in Sunnydale. Whew. I don't know what to tell you.
We gotta call Buffy. Her number's disconnected. I don't... What? She signed the house over and said deuces.
Is a napkin legal?
I don't get it. But there was no song this week. I don't even. There might have been some score music, but there was no memorable music.
No, I barely noticed it if there was.
We already talked about our burns. They were all fantastic.
Yes.
This was a very death light episode. There were only two bodies dropped. Chloe hung herself and Spike broke the neck of that unidentified exchange demon. Does it pass the Bechdel test?
I think so.
I guess they mostly talked about Buffy.
Yeah, and then or Willow. So, right. Yeah. So it did.
Yeah. Random trivia or goof. There wasn't even any. I saw a couple, there were some editing mistakes where you can see set pieces in the non-widescreen version, but nothing interesting.
Yeah, nothing glaring or funny. No.
And then my moral of this story, don't go jumping into strange portals without a strong backup squad.
So let us know what you think about it. You can send us an MP3 file, less than 2 minutes, and email it to revisitingsunnydale@gmail.com. We'll play it on the air, or maybe we'll invite you on to talk about it, to talk about another episode or something. Next episode
it's so easy now with technology. You can do Zoom calls and add people's faces. Ugh, the life, right? These kids.
Next episode is Storyteller.
This might Good be stuff. Top five Buffy episodes for me. One of my top five favorite episodes.
Yeah, it's a really good one with all Andrew all the time. Yep.
So good.
Let's do it!